Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Stephanie L., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Monday, June 12th, 2023, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are on page 85, the third full paragraph, that bottom paragraph there, beginning with step 11, suggests prayer and meditation, and we'll be ending with, yet we believe we can make some definite and valuable suggestions. We are reading and commenting on only one paragraph today. Today's readers are Tamara C., who will be reading the text, Shelley E., who will be reading page 164, Lisa M. will be our backup reader today. Newcomer greeter is Loretta M., and announcements will be Reggie O. The reference number for yesterday, Sunday, June 11th, 2023, is 20,341-20341, and today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,342-20342. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Alex K. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you, Alex K. Thanks for being here, everyone. Compulsive eater in California, gratefully recovered just for today. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. Grateful to do service.
Well, thank you so much, Alex K. Appreciate that. And now I will ask Rhonda R. to read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thank you, Stephanie. Good morning, everyone. Rhonda R., gratefully recovered, in Georgia. The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And thank you for the opportunity to do service today. With that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you, Rhonda R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the direction for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, we ask that everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are on page 85, that bottom paragraph that begins with step 11 suggests prayer and meditation, and ending with, yet we believe we can make some definite and valuable suggestions. We are reading and commenting on one paragraph only this morning. I will now ask Tamara C. to get us started and to begin reading.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Tamara C., a recovered compulsive overeater in Missouri. Step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. We shouldn't be shy on this matter of prayer. Better men than we are using it constantly. It works if we have the proper attitude and work at it. It would be easy to be vague about this matter, yet we believe we can make some definite and valuable suggestions. So I was peeking at the paragraph before, and it's talking about, you know, we're just getting this God consciousness, and now we are going to go further. And so for me to go further in my God consciousness, it's suggested that I can use prayer and meditation. So my story is around prayer, is that I was taught to pray ever since, you know, my childhood. But my history of prayer is that I do all the talking. And it wasn't all self-centered. I didn't think it was. I would pray, you know, God, I want to do your will. I want to, you know, be who you want me to be. But the thing is, I thought that I knew what God's will was. And I would pray, you know, help me be a better Tamara. But I thought that I knew what that looked like. It was kind of like, you know, God, I hope I can be a good person, what you want me to be so that I can be okay. And now I'm going to go and try to be that better person. I'm going to try to stop eating compulsively. I'm going to try to be nicer to people, be more self-disciplined. So it was all really a lot of Tamara running the show. And then I came to OA and heard about, you know, this emphasis on meditation. And so I got this idea that it's not me doing all the talking, but I can get quiet and listen to my higher power. And then in reading the big book, I found some really helpful prayers that kind of helped me shift the focus into definitely more effective prayers. And then going through the steps with a sponsor studying the big book, I found that I don't have to know or figure out God's will and then force myself to do it. And I don't have to muster enough self-discipline to change myself into a better person. The steps in the big book teach me that God is for me and I no longer have to run the show. So prayer and meditation for me today is it's just a more like relaxed, open, restful connection with my higher power. And it's definitely helped by the prayers that I'm learning in recovery. It's like talking to a friend, hanging out with a friend who knows what truly brings me serenity and joy and purpose. And so now the next few paragraphs are the suggestions, and they really transformed my prayer life. It did help me to read them repeatedly. I recorded them and would listen to them like in the morning or at night when I was brushing my teeth or whatever, and just try to take them in and help them become a working part of my mind. So I'm looking forward to this week as we unpack the paragraphs full of these suggestions. Thanks for letting me share.
Oh, thank you so much, Tamara C., and what a relief that is. All right. Well, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you have shared on any of the vision meetings on Thursday or Friday, please allow others the opportunity to share today. I'm going to get a list of names. Please give your first name, your last initial, and where you are calling from.
Babylonia A.
Okay, gotcha. Babylonia A.
Wendy B.
Catherine F. Germany.
I think I heard Wendy B.
Yes.
I heard Tom L. And who was after Tom?
I don't know if I heard Tom, but Catherine F. from Germany.
Okay, Catherine F. from Germany. And who else? Anyone else like to
Elizabeth
share this paragraph?
A.
Elizabeth A?
A as apple.
Gotcha. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Anybody else? Okay. Then we'll start with this lineup. I've got Babylonia A, Wendy B, Tom L, Catherine F, and Elizabeth A. So, Babylonia, you'll be first, followed by Wendy B.
Okay. Good morning, OA fellows. And this is a very joyful morning for me. I just feel joyful, and it's not the caffeine. It's like an inner joy. And I love step 11. My favorite time of the day is the morning when I wake up early and I get to be in that silent, that silence of the early morning with God, and I pray a rosary for God to reveal his will with me regarding exercise. And then I'll go into like the St. Francis of Assisi prayer, the third step prayer, and the set aside prayer, and I'll read On Awakening, and I'll pray for people who I resent, and I'll pray for people who I love, and it's kind of routine, but I'd like to make it more organic, like talking to God. But I just, because of this program and this step and all the steps, like, I no longer believe that I have to earn God's love through my performance. Like, I know that God is pleased with me at any stage, and it makes me feel like one with God. And I just really enjoy this step, and I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the shares, and I hope everyone has an amazing, joyful, peaceful day, and let's be free of that allergy, y'all. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, Babylonia. Can you let us know where you're calling from? Babylonia, where are you calling
Los
from?
Los Angeles, California.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Next up, we have Wendy B., followed by Tom L.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And I like the sentence, it works if we have the proper attitude and work at it. And to me, the proper attitude is one of humility. You know, I have to assume the role of the child to the parent, the student to the teacher, the actor to the director, the agent to the principal, you know, that I'm here to serve him and do his will. And, you know, I choose an attitude of surrender. You know, I'm no longer playing God, trying to run the show myself. I'm no longer trying to give God directions, you know, on how he should do his job of running things. You know, I get to be in acceptance with his timing and, you know, and acceptance of life as it presents itself. And I have to work at this attitude, you know, because my self-centeredness, you know, tends to surface, you know, and I have to choose every day who I will serve, you know, God or my own selfish desires. And, you know, I've learned that I can go to God with everything. You know, he wants to help me with my struggles, you know, the things I don't understand, the things that are confusing me. He wants to help me with my thoughts, you know, to help me sort through the truth from the false. He wants to help me with my feelings so I don't overreact in situations, so I can respond appropriately. He just wants to help me represent him well, you know, to all those he puts in my life. And to get his perspective, you know, I need to spend time with him. You know, I need to put a priority on my quiet time in the morning, you know, because he wants to be first in my heart, you know, and it works when I put him first. And he gives me peace and direction and clarity, and it's a beautiful relationship. And thank you so much for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy B. And next up, we have Tom L., followed by Catherine F.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. It's Tom L. in California, walking my dog in the mist. It's very nice. Step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. We shouldn't be shy on this, on the matter of prayer. Better men than we. I am not a better man. In fact, I'm very much like Bill when he's talking about, you know, he could kind of understand the power and rhythm of the universe, but he was highly resistant to the thought that there was someone he could communicate directly and who might talk back. I am of that feeling as well. However, my history in OA, which is 20 years, I have not been in the program for 20 years, but I've been coming around, is that when I follow direction, I get better. And when I don't, I relapse. There is no in between. I can't be not relapsed and doing my own thing. I really wanted to try, but this 2 years ago, I was smashed. And my sponsor pointed me at this and said, step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. Doesn't matter what you believe. And I have been practicing it because more abstinent people than me have been using it to very good effect. And then, of course, what is prayer and meditation? Well, we have some definite and valuable suggestions. They're telling you, yeah, you may have, you know, all these various traditions have meditation practices, but if you want to follow directions, I mean, you don't have to. God forbid we tell you what to do. But if you want to follow directions, do exactly this. At night, I have a written questionnaire that I fill out, and I send that to my sponsor. In the morning, I do exactly what it says. I don't belong to a religious denomination. I belong to a spiritual anonymation. That's a word I've just coined. And they have definite a morning routine that they highly suggest. And I have set aside, I've gotten a few set prayers, which do emphasize everything that's come from doctor's opinion to this point. And it's from many faith traditions, and some are not faith traditions. but they are set, and I say them out loud. And this has been over a year I've been doing this, and I have to say, I have a closer contact with that power that allows me not to go through and, you know, go to Target and buy several pounds of peanuts. I can't walk by Target without the feeling that, you know what's in there? You know the release that you can find in there for cheap, in bulk, because I'm a frugal man. Anyway, I have followed it. It has worked. It does not. I don't have to believe a damn thing, or I could believe everything. It doesn't matter. I need to do it. If I don't do it, relapse is coming. Thanks for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Tom L. Next up, we have Catherine F., followed by Elizabeth A.
Hi, it's Catherine F. from Germany. I'm a compulsive eater. Can you hear me good?
We can hear you. Yeah. Go for it.
Okay, great. I'm not sure. The line is a little bit unstable. Step 11, prayer and meditation. I'm so grateful for finally finding meditation. I was very good in praying. I prayed a lot, and really it brought me into abstinence, and it's helped me a lot, but I was still I was in program a long time, and I was abstinent, but I thought like meditation, you don't need meditation, and no, you don't need it. And I had a really big crisis and with psychic problems, and I needed a spiritual advisor from outside. She was like Reiki, and she suggested meditation to me, and I was like, okay, I don't know, somehow I could follow her advice, because I'm really resistant when it comes to advice sometimes, you know. And anyway, I was really bad. I wanted to kill myself. I was in a really bad place, and I was praying, and I think only the prayers kept me alive somehow. And I found meditation, and I'm so grateful, because it really connects with myself, because I'm losing myself so quickly, and especially also when it comes to other people, you know, and when people are very, have really strong opinions, also in program, I tend to lose myself. And meditation, prayer and meditation help me to stay with God and with myself, yeah, you know, deep connection with myself. And it's, for me, it's life-saving. Prayer, meditation is life-saving for me, and I need it every day. I need to practice every day, and that was my story, and I'm grateful. I'm learning every day, and I'm definitely not perfect, definitely not at the end of my journey. I have still problems, you know, when it comes sometimes to really feel what is God's will for me. Sometimes I'm like, I'm doing foolish things, but I'm learning, and I try to be gentle with myself. I'm practicing, and prayer and meditation really important for me. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine F. And Elizabeth A., you're next.
Hi, this is Elizabeth A. My name starts with an L. I used to actually say Liz A., but there's another Liz A. So, Elizabeth A. from Michigan. Prayer and meditation for me is, I have this unique relationship with God. And I looked in the AA 11th step on page 105, and it says, occasionally we go even further than this. We are seized with a rebellion so sickening that we simply won't pray. I came into program over 30 years ago, and I had this idea that as a Christian, I could not express that I was angry. I couldn't express anything unpleasant, which was the way I was raised. And what I've realized through some really difficult things, while my father was dying, it was very difficult in that there was elder abuse and so on, and all kinds of things going on. And I was very angry with God. And I was seized with this sickening rebellion. And what this program tells me is just to keep my oars in the water, to just keep rowing, and that God can take anything. He knows me intimately. He loves me in spite of me, and I desperately need his help. But I can't pretend I'm somewhere I'm not, emotionally, spiritually, physically. And that has given me such a unique and open and honest relationship with a loving God that I don't always understand. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth A. So sorry about that. Well, if you are just joining us, we are on the bottom of page 85. That bottom paragraph that starts with step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. And we're just reading one paragraph, or we just read one paragraph and sharing on that this morning. I'm going to take another lineup. If you would please give your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share? Quiet group this morning. Anyone want to share?
This is Rocky.
Hi, Rocky. Gotcha. And Rocky, where are you calling from?
Tempe, Arizona.
Arizona. Okay.
Gary K. from California.
Was that Larry K?
Gary K.
Gary K. from California. Okay.
Io.
Barbara A.
from California.
I've got Io, and then who was after Io?
Barbara A., California.
Barbara A., okay, perfect. Barbara A.
Anna B. from Tennessee.
Anna B. from Tennessee, like a song. Okay. We can probably get one more in here in this lineup if there's anyone else.
Deanne F. from New York.
Deanne F. from New York.
Hello, Stephanie. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. I've got Rocky, Gary K., Io A., Barbara A., Anna B., Deanne F., and we'll go with that for now. So, Rocky, you're up first, followed by Gary K.
All right. Thank you so much for facilitating and for this meeting. And man, step 11 is one of my favorites. You know, like, if you told me 9 years ago I was going to willingly get up in the ass of the morning, you know, when everything is quiet, I would say, no, thank you. But today I look forward to it, you know. I love to get up before everybody else in the house and just have my quiet time. And I cannot tell you how much my life has changed, you know, my God, my Jesus, oh my God. There's not a prayer that hasn't been answered, and not for selfish ends, you know, like program taught me to pray for others, and my life has completely changed. So if there is a newcomer out there, you know, if you cringe at the word of God, at the word God, you know, like, relax, you're not going to die, you know, just follow, trust the program, trust everybody else. Eventually you'll come to your own conclusions. Nobody's pushing anything. But that's the whole purpose of the big book, that we find God, that we find a higher power. And old timers, you know, keep seeking what hasn't been, because abstinence is just the beginning, you know, like what is there that you still need to do, you know, for the glory of God. My experience was that at 45, God got me into college, you know, to better serve my fellow men, you know. I never thought of that. I definitely did not come to program to go into college at 45. So old timers, you know, keep practicing, keep listening so that we can do God's work. And so with that, I'll pass. I love you all.
Well, thank you so much, Rocky. Rocky, what's your last initial? Rocky I.
My last name is Israel. I. Rocky I.
Okay, got you, Rocky. Rocky I. All right. Next up is Gary K. followed by Io A.
Excuse me. Hey, everybody. Thanks for being there. And I've enjoyed all the shares I had so far. This is the one step that I kind of get on my high horse because it's the one step I do religiously, or maybe I should say spiritually, for probably 12 years, almost every day. Excuse me, I got something in my throat right when I'm talking. But anyway, so what I have to say about it is it just seems, I'm in several different programs, it seems like a lot of people in 12 steps, there seems to be some kind of resistance, a general resistance, what I hear when I talk to some people, right, that they're not really doing 11 step. Like I said, I'm on my little high horse because I rarely miss the time. I love it. And I actually suggested not just people in program, but people outside of program. And, you know, I wouldn't call myself a coach, but I just believe in it so much because it just helps so much, is that I say, like with the meditation, it's like, because for some people sitting still, whatever, is overwhelming. And it's like, well, why don't you just try a minute every day? But my big thing is, for me, it was even hard to do it regularly. It took a long time, longer than I thought it would, because I always kind of like meditation and prayer. So I guess my suggestion, or I hope I'm reaching some people, you know, if they find some resistance there, just try to make it a regular practice, even if it's a minute, and then just start adding it, you know. So to me, for me, the most important part is just to try to implement it every day. And I have my morning prayer meditation with my candle and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's great to hear all everybody's thoughts on this, too. So I am done, and thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Gary K. Next up, we have IOA, followed by Barbara A.
Good morning. Greetings, everybody. This is IO, Compulsive Overeater. And I'm very grateful to be here. I haven't shared in a long time because I've been spending some time listening, and that's actually part of my meditation, listening to other people and their experience, strength, and hope. My first inclination is to think it was a trick, but I know it was wisdom and direction. But my sponsor had me start doing prayer and meditation when I came out of relapse, like the very first week. So now I'm like 100 and some days in, and I'm finishing up step 10. And as I hear people talk, I'm thinking, well, she had me doing this like from the very beginning. And now it's just part of what I've been doing in recovery. I'm getting up and setting aside 30 minutes as soon as I get up, and it has changed my whole life. One of the things I've always told people is I'm a night person, and I'm not an early person, and I have a fisherman and an army vet, 5 a.m. husband, and my daughter was always late to school. It was just so hard for me to get up, and ever since I've been in recovery, I've been getting up, you know, around 5:45, praying with my husband, doing my own prayer and meditation, which has a lot to do with gospel music and praying for others in my family, people I know, people who are going through things. But also, my daughter is never late to school anymore, and we have breakfast, and I'm really grateful for that. I think it's a part of my recovery that I took for granted and didn't really see as part of step 11, coming towards step 11. And then The other thing is just it's given me so much serenity throughout the day because I'm reminding myself. My sponsor also gave me this app that I use, and I read the Upon Awakening, and I just realizing it's not until like we get further into the big book that that's a step, and I just have been doing it for so long now, and it's really, really helped me. The last thing I'll just share is I have a very religious life, a structured religious life. We keep the Sabbath. There are things we are supposed to do, and I never, ever could do them in a way that I felt was really right. I'll wrap up. And part of the program has been the blessing of being able to feel like I'm aligning myself with what I profess to believe in. So thank you. Thank you, Stephanie, for your service. And thank you, everyone, for being here.
Well, thank you so much, Io A from California. Next up, we have Barbara A, followed by Anna B.
Hey, Stephanie, thank you for monitoring the meeting. I'm going to repeat this because I heard it a couple of weeks ago, steps 10, 11, and 12. 10 was to continue, 11 is to improve, 12 is to practice. So this is the first time in over 20 years that I have worked myself through step 11 with the help of a sponsor and working the big book and improving every night. And I'm not going to say every night. There's some nights that I don't. I'm not speaking with my sponsor or something's going on. I do a step 11. I ask myself, have I been resentful, selfish, dishonest, afraid? Do I owe an apology? Is there something I could have done better? Was I loving and kind to all? All the questions I ask myself every day. And for me, this has been key in my continuing recovery. I've never done this before. I never got to step 11 with the grace and mercy of my higher power and be able to work this as often as I have. This has been the key for me. I love what it says about improving, because for me, step 11 is improving my recovery. And once I improve it, I can share it even more deeply. I'm not shy about prayer, but my prayer has changed. I've heard people say, I used to pray for myself all the time. Now I pray for others. I pray for strength to be able to help others. It's a whole different focus. And I also love what people say, what I've read here, yet we believe we can make some definite and valuable suggestions. On this line, I have gotten so many valuable suggestions. I tune into a meeting every day because that's what I need. I need that constant connection. I need to continue and improve my recovery so that I can do service to the best of my ability. I heard someone else say that this is God preparing me, wanting to work through me. I need to be the best individual I can be, the most helpful individual I can be. And prayer and meditation keeps me aligned. That's it today. Thank you. Thank you for letting me share. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Barbara A. Next up, we have Anna B, followed by Deanne F.
Hi, Anna B from Tennessee. Thank you guys so much. I'm so glad I got on this meeting. I almost didn't make it, and I was like, I'll just call in late. And I've just, God has just spoken through every single one of you with your shares, and it's just like the coherency in these meetings when there's like recovery and godliness being shared, it just lifts me up and it keeps me afloat. And I'm so, so grateful for you, because you guys are my people and you understand, like, you guys are the only ones that really, really, really get this. I'm so grateful, and I love this step. This is the step that 17 and a half years into my other recovery, I decided to become diligent in. And when I committed and really became, I had been very undisciplined in this step, And when I really, really became diligent in this, like rigorous, like every morning, the bottom with my food came up and hit me real hard. And this is what sent me into this program. And so God really used this step to push me deep, deep into my recovery. And I continue to practice this. And, you know, this is the step that allows me to have a closeness with my Creator, because if I don't spend time with this power, I keep myself at a distance and blocked off. And, you know, the second step was really instrumental for me in having to lay aside those doubts and prejudice so that I could come to a place where I could be open and receptive to allowing this power to access me, and where I could access this power. And this is everything. This is the most important relationship, because without this step and without this relationship, I'm dead. Like I just deteriorate. I just spiral completely into dysfunction. So I'm so grateful, and I'm so grateful for all of you on this meeting. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Hannah B. from Tennessee. Next up, we have Deanne F.
Hey, Sophia, did you just call me? It's Deanna.
I did, Deanna. I called you.
Sorry, I was unmuting. Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Deanne F. from New York, a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater by God's grace and mercy today. These 24 hours, that's what we're talking about. Not in the past or in the future, just this 24 hours right now. God has graced me with waking up an abstinent and recovered sober woman today. One thing that I really came to me when we were reading this again, I actually read Upon Awakening, every morning, because I need a plan. And I actually just looked up the word suggestion, because they use it twice. They're always suggesting things to us, which is so amazing. Nobody is yelling at us. Nobody is like wagging a finger at us. A suggestion, actually, the definition says it's an idea or a plan put forward for consideration. A plan is everything about our recovery. Like it says in the doctor's opinion, in the first line, it says, this is a plan of recovery. And in my book, I have that a plan involved preparing, protecting, and praying. And so, these suggestions that they're giving me are a plan. They're a plan for living, this, abstinent, sober, joyous, and happy, and peaceful, even in very stressful times. This is the plan, is to connect with my higher power every single day as soon as I wake up. That's part of my Upon Awakening. That means to me, Upon Awakening, that means when my eyes are opened, and I don't open my eyes. My higher power decides that my eyes will open today. So Upon Awakening, my first prayer is thank you, thank you, thank you for opening my eyes today, an abstinent and sober woman. And so prayer and meditation can look like anything that connects you to a power greater than yourself today. So that's what I got. Have a beautiful day, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Anne F. And it looks like we probably have time for one more 3-minute share. Who would like to share? Who'd like to take us home?
This is Lee. I'd like to share.
Hi, Lee. Can you please let us know your initial and where you're calling from?
Yes, it's Lee F. as in Frank, and I'm in New Mexico, and I'm trying to get it off speaker, but I can't, so I'll just be quick. I just wanted to, I've been on this meeting, gosh, for a few weeks. I don't often share. And I just wanted to kind of check in, and I love the shares today. And as someone was saying, how they look forward to their time, their meditation time. And I too was a person, if you had suggested that when I came into program, gosh, over 25 years ago, it's like, no way. Like, no one has time for that. And now I don't not have time. And it's really funny because listening to this, like, I'm up to 10 minutes, and that's taken me years. It's taken me years to do that. But I have an app on my phone, and before I even get out of bed in the morning, it just chimes, and I just lay there for 10 minutes, just very quietly, and listen. And then I go, and then my morning routine, I journal and everything after that. But yeah, for that 10 minutes of silence, I just kind of sit before I do anything. And oh my gosh, it has made such an impact on my life, on my recovery. And it's just so powerful. And so I love this section of the big book. And I just wanted to share that because it's just so meaningful. And I never saw it coming, as with almost everything in my program. I never thought I'd have a strong spiritual life. I was terrified of that coming in. And so it's just kind of amazing that that's been probably my most profound outcome. So with that, I will pass. I'm Lee F. in New Mexico. Thanks for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Lee F. And we have time for a two-minute share. 1.5 to 2 minutes. Who would like to take that? Burning Desire. Anyone want to share?
This is Vanessa G.
All right, Vanessa, go for it.
In Oregon.
Vanessa, you're up.
Oh, thanks. This is Vanessa G. I'm from New Mexico also. Hi, Lee, neighbor. I just wanted to share about step 11, and it was absolutely the very first thing that my sponsor assigned to me was to read Upon Awakening every morning. And it's kept me in good stead for over 3 decades now. I still do it. I still remember that prayer life and has saved my life. You know, I didn't pray for probably a dozen years before I got into program, and it didn't come easy to me at first. I still remember listening to everyone talk about talking to God, talking to higher power, about their newfound friend, and thinking that they were delusional. And but after a few weeks in meetings, I decided I needed what they had, and so I started to pray. And the only prayer that I could remember at that point was, "Now I lay me down to sleep." And then I got a sponsor, and she started me on this new way of praying, asking God for strength and direction. And my whole life became a prayer. I just constantly was walking around, "Thy will be done, thy will be done," by the time I got through the steps. And it hasn't been easy, and it hasn't been constant since then. You know, over that amount of time, I've had my ups and my downs with prayer and my ups and my downs with higher power. But I can tell you, anything in this program has always come as a result of prayer for me. I haven't been able to do anything on my own without asking first for strength and direction. It's a whole new way of living. And very worth it. Thank you for the time.
Well, thank you so much, Vanessa G., for taking us home. All right. We will now close with the reading from the big book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Shelley E., can you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
You bet. Good morning. Thank you, Stephanie, for taking the meeting. And good morning, my fellows. Excuse me. The big book, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us.
Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.